This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
But right now, let's go to Rome, a very different Rome, a very different Italy with the coronavirus. The Pope's general weekly audience still happening, minus any crowds. The Pope is doing it electronically. Ashley Nerona is our Vatican correspondent. Ashley, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, John. Thank you. Indeed, from a very different, quiet, quarantined Rome. You said it well.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the situation in Italy in just a couple of moments. But today, the Pope's catechesis in the general audience on the solemnity of the Annunciation and also the 25th anniversary of Evangelium Vitae on the value and the inviolability of human life.
That's right. This morning, as he gave the Angelus from the Apostolic Library, he recounted Pope St. John Paul II's encyclical and remembered that, of course, it's that same message that is resonating in all of our hearts right now in this very moment as we are experiencing this pandemic, as there are so many threats to what he called the human family. Today, Pope Francis said that out of gratitude, he called to mind all of those people who are helping the sick, helping the elderly, the poor, and the lonely, because we are getting the opportunity to witness that gospel of life in action through what they're doing. And so he also equated that to the Annunciation in the way that these people are accepting their mission, accepting their call, just like, of course, Mary did when she proclaimed her fiat. And so Pope Francis went on to say that in all of our hearts, each of us has to know that every single person is unique, is unrepeatable, and is in need of solidarity. And so, of course, that is something that we're seeing happening in different ways, John, throughout the world as people are coming together during this difficult time. And at the end of his message today, he again invited all of us to join him Friday at 6 p.m., which is Rome time, which would be 1 p.m. Eastern time. He will be in front of St. Peter's Basilica. We will have the opportunity as a world to join in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, and he will impart an Urbi et Orbi blessing, which carries with it a plenary indulgence, John.
Ashley Nerona live from Rome, and of course, the daily death toll continues to rise from the coronavirus in Italy. Life has been very, very different for you and the entire country for the last few weeks. And after a couple of days of smaller rises, when we look at some of the numbers, Ashley, it suggests that the worst may not be over yet for the people of Italy. What are some of the new numbers, and what's the situation like this morning?
Right. So the number of new cases in the last about 36 hours is almost 4,000. It's a little bit less than the day before, but the problem is that the fatalities, although the number of new cases may be going down, the fatalities have again risen. And we just experienced yesterday the second highest daily death toll. And that was 743 people who passed away yesterday. So we were experiencing a decrease of deaths on the 22nd and 23rd. We were very hopeful for that. But unfortunately, it has risen again. On the other hand, this is really, in a sense, what those who are analyzing the statistics have been preparing us for. Because it's only now, from the 25th onward, that we're going to start to see any kinds of effects from this quarantine. And so that's what we're definitely keeping our eyes open for. There's about 54,000 people in Italy right now who are suffering from the coronavirus. Over 8,000 are considered to be recovered. So we continue to remain in full lockdown and quarantine here, and we continue to hope and pray for the best, John.
What is it like being in quarantine for as long as you have been? For a lot of us here in the United States, we are just in the first few days of that self-quarantine. What's the food situation like? What happens if you have to go out?
Right. So first of all, we are limited to going out only for what are called essential reasons. So those are to go to the supermarket, to go to a pharmacy if you have any kind of medical needs, to visit the doctor. But they've become more and more strict, for example, with allowing exercise. They've limited that. And if you are out for a non-essential reason, the fines are between 400 to 3,000 euro. And there have been over 50,000 Italians who've been fined. Now, if you have tested positive for the coronavirus and you are out, you can face up to 5 years in prison. Now, as far as food goes, and your question about that, John, I'm happy to say grocery stores are stocked. We are not, there are no runs on anything. People are taking what they need. We're really not having any problems with finding what we need. The only thing is that there are very long lines to wait in order to get into a grocery store. And of course, everyone's standing 1 meter apart in the line. Now, interestingly, human ingenuity, someone has created an app where you can go online and you can see how long the lines are in various stores, and you know, supermarkets in the city, so you can decide when and where you will go. But our prime minister has said that we can count on the fact that food and fuel will be guaranteed to us. Now, on the 23rd, I woke up to all kinds of messages from men, from students at the Pontifical North American College, who were writing John and me to say goodbye, because of course the college had decided that if it was possible for men to go home, that they would at that time out of health and safety concerns. There are a few who were not able to for whatever reason who remain here. So the NAC has, there's been a big change since we talked last week. And another interesting change that we're experiencing, John, is in the weather. It has just, we've had a little bit of a cold snap, and believe it or not, people in the south woke up to snow a couple of days ago. And so this is completely unexpected, especially for that part of our country. Now, here's the problem. Some of the temperatures even got below zero. So suddenly, this is really going to affect our agriculture here, especially apricots, peaches, nectarines, these things that are meant to be blooming right now. Also, they're concerned about almond trees and various citrus fruits and various grapes as well, because, of course, we are in Italy. So there's just a lot of things happening, John, but I'll tell you, this human spirit is resilient. There's a lot of good happening, and we continue to hope and pray.
Ashley, we love those stories of people singing from their balconies, but in general, how are the people's spirits as this continues and continues?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, of course, people are feeling a little bit stir crazy. Of course, people are feeling a little bit bored, but I will say that I have appreciated and enjoyed seeing the strength of the human spirit coming out in all kinds of different ways. Our next door neighbor, every single night at 6 p.m., he leads our building's musical flash mob. We can count on him. Music starts blaring and people just step onto their balconies. And it's not that they even necessarily know each other, but we have a special bond now because we smile at each other and we wave at each other every single night and we sort of dance on our balconies together. So another thing we're seeing is there's a lot of creativity, and people are posting interesting things. My husband, John, and I have really just felt a call in our hearts to share with people all kinds of ways that they can use this time in a productive way, including ways that they can prepare for lockdown, what that's all about. And we're also making videos to show little vignettes, funny vignettes, to show sort of a lighter side of life in lockdown. So we're posting everything on YouTube. Our channel is Our Crazy Rome Life, Our Crazy Rome Life. And so I invite everyone to go join us over there and to join in the conversation. And we are actually also launching a movement, John and Glenn. It's called the Sparklers Diaries. And the idea is that, you know, so many people have come to us. They've said that they're confused, they're scared, they're concerned. And also a lot of people are asking for advice on what to do with all this extra time at home and how to deal with being in such close quarters with their family for such a long time. Because, of course, my sphere is communications. And so John and I have decided to launch this movement called the Sparklers Diaries to encourage people throughout the world to become sparkles of light. You know, there was a particular light flash mob that we had one night. And everyone went out onto their balconies and they turned on the flashlights of their phones and they just held up their phones. And there were just these thousands and thousands of little lights of hope, as I called them. And so the idea is that we want to encourage people to become sparklers of light and to really, really reflect Christ in the way that they're handling this. So the website that we created is meant to encourage people to share ideas of good things that people are doing. Now, that means they're doing it from their new sphere, which is inside their homes, right? Things that where they're never violating any of the safety or the hygiene or health concerns, but they're coming up with ways to help people around them. Maybe it's doing something kind for their neighbors. Maybe they're going to pick up something at the store. Maybe it's a gift. Maybe it's starting an online card sending campaign to bring a little bit of bright sparkle to people's lives and to brighten their day. We have a campaign called Brighten Your Corners, and it's about how to make everyone around you make their corner just a little bit brighter. And so there's all kinds of ideas of how you can do that. We're doing something called Dream Partnering, which is where people are being matched up to help each other use this time through accountability checks to set goals for the time they're going to be at home and accomplish something. So when you actually are accountable to someone and use accountability checks, can you imagine it increases your chances by 95% of reaching that goal? So praise God, we're doing all this in order to bring the family of God together. The website is sparklersdiaries.com, sparklersdiaries.com. So come on over, join us, jump on in, become a sparkler, and let's spread Christ's light in the darkness, John and Glenn.
We're going to do that. Sparklersdiaries.com, sparklersdiaries.com. We'll put it on our Morning Air Facebook page. We'll tweet that out as well. So you can join Ashley Narona and her husband, John, in this worldwide effort to share the light of Christ at sparklersdiaries.com. Great idea, Ashley, our Vatican correspondent. All the best to you and John, and we'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it. God bless you. Take good care.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.